This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The White House is warning Americans, be prepared. The task force dealing with the coronavirus crisis for the country says as many as 200,000 people could die from COVID-19. That is with American social distancing. But it can be avoided if virus mitigation continues. The group says peak numbers of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The USNS Comfort has arrived in the U.S. state of New York to free up hospital beds in a city desperate for help. New York City is largely considered the epicenter of the U.S.'s coronavirus outbreak. The ship is just one of many military assets deployed to help the national response to the virus. The Army Corps of Engineers helped turn a convention center into a temporary hospital for nearly 3,000 patients as well. The Comfort and the convention center are for non-coronavirus patients to make room for contagious COVID patients in local hospitals. U.S. stock indexes tumbled at the open on Wednesday as investors fled to safe haven assets following dire predictions on the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus. World markets also fell on Wednesday as the pandemic ensured an ugly start to April. Reuters reports traders headed for the safety of government bonds, the dollar, and gold as evidence continued to mount that the virus was sending the global economy into a deep recession. Tokyo's Nikkei slumped 4.5% after the worst plunge in factory activity in almost a decade. We have more coverage of the coronavirus pandemic for you on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Confirmed coronavirus cases in Spain rose beyond 100,000 as it recorded its biggest one-day death toll from the outbreak on Wednesday. This as two planes packed with protective equipment arrived to restock an overloaded public health system. Besides Italy, the virus has killed more people in Spain than anywhere else. A record 864 fatalities on Tuesday took the country's overall toll to 9,053 as total infections rose to more than 102,000, according to the health ministry. The ministry said the percentage increase in deaths was lower than in recent days. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said on Wednesday the government was expanding a ban on non-Japanese entering the country. 73 countries will now be included. That increases the number by 49, including the United States, China, and South Korea. A senior Saudi official urged people planning to make the Hajj pilgrimage to hold off on deciding for now. Muslim pilgrims are planning to descend on Saudi Arabia from all over the world in late July. That's to perform the once-in-a-lifetime religious duty. But with the virus pandemic and Saudi Arabia already banning entry to Mecca and Medina, the Saudi Hajj and Umrah minister told state television people should wait for more clarity. Brazilians protested for the 15th straight night on Tuesday from quarantine, many speaking out against President Jair Bolsonaro by banging pots and pans as his speech on the coronavirus was broadcast on national television. Bolsonaro is one of few world leaders who has insisted the virus itself will cause less harm than shutting down the economy, although he reiterated that argument in his national address on Tuesday. He also shifted his rhetoric on the pandemic itself, calling what he once described as a, quote, little flu, the, quote, biggest challenge of our generation. On Tuesday, Brazil's health ministry reported just over 5,700 COVID-19 cases and 201 deaths. Those are the highest figures in Latin America. Australian authorities are telling foreign cruise ships floating off the East Coast to immediately sail home rather than risk flooding hospitals with COVID-19 patients. But the operator of the most well-known vessel, the Ruby Princess, says the government in Canberra needs to adopt a humanitarian approach. South Africa is launching an aggressive coronavirus screening program as the total number of confirmed cases tops 1,000. That's the largest amount of any country on the continent. Authorities say that at least 10,000 field workers will be going door to door in the next few days to conduct mass screenings. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.